Our text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34. And it's the first word Jesus spoke on the cross. It reads us, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence again, Lord. I pray, Jesus, as I'm about to speak your word, inspire me, Lord, as I speak, that those that will hear you, Father, we believe that you are God. Thank you, Jesus. Take your glory. Amen. Well, quickly, I will speak to you on the theme, forgiveness in love for others. The first words Jesus spoke while on the cross are recorded in the Bible in the Gospel of Luke. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This statement is powerful and carries a deep meaning. I want us to look at two key points. Forgiveness and ignorance of sin. The first point is forgiveness. Jesus' first word highlights his incredible ability to forgive. Even while suffering gravely, he asked God to forgive those who were crucifying him. Now, this is one thing I want to say to you. In this text, you see the forgiveness of Jesus. In the most difficult time, the Bible says while he was on the cross and they were crucifying him, he saw the need to forgive. This showed his love and compassion, even for those who were hurting him. It is difficult as human for us to exercise the patience to forgive others, even in the most difficult time. But Jesus demonstrated this to remind us as believers that no matter how difficult our situation may be, we must leave room to forgive those who hurt us. Hallelujah. The second point there is ignorance of sin. When Jesus says, for they know not what they do, he acknowledges that the people who were crucifying him do not fully understand the gravity of their actions. Now, when we commit sin, the consequences of sin is death. And Jesus was innocent. He did not sin. But the world was against him, and the world crucified him. But Jesus saw the need that he needed to forgive them because they did not understand exactly what they were doing. This point to the theme of human ignorance regarding sin and its consequences. Now, I want to say to you that they may have not understood exactly what they were to face, the challenges they were face, the punishment that were faced for persecuting an innocent person. But Jesus was far-sighted to see that there is a need that they be forgiven. The main theme of this first word from the cross is forgiveness and love. Jesus teaches us that forgiveness is essential even in the most painful situation. It is important to forgive people even when the situation seems to be challenging. We need to leave room to forgive other people. As believers, we need to forgive. Because in Luke chapter 12, verse 19, Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I will repay it. So we need to forgive people and leave the judgment with God. His words encourage us to forgive others just as he forgave us, showing that love can overcome hatred and violence. To conclude, first word from the cross reminds us of the importance of forgiveness and love. Amen. They challenge us to reflect on our own lives and how we treat others, especially in difficult times. Now, this is one thing I want us to understand. It is something that challenges us. And we need to look at ourselves. We have sinned against other people. We hurt other people. We go against other people. We treat other people wrongly. Moreover, we sin against God daily. And God is a merciful God who is able to forgive us. As 1 John 1 9 says, if we confess our sin, is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, then we have to leave room to forgive other people that hurt us. And the Bible also mentioned that if we keep iniquity in our heart, God will not hear our prayers. So it is important as a believer not to keep grudges in our heart, but to leave room for God's forgiveness. We need to love people. We need to forgive other people who hurt us because Jesus was going through his crucifixion. And the Bible says there were people that were crucifying him. There were people that were mocking him. There were people that spit at him. There were people that insulted him. There were people that discredited him. But he saw that all that they were doing it out of ignorance. Now, a lot of people hurt us out of ignorance. And Jesus knew the consequences of their sins. And he saw need to forgive them. Now, we who are believers, we have heard the word of God, and we know the importance of forgiving people. So we need to forgive people. Now, his example teaches us that even in suffering, we can choose to forgive and show compassion. In the midst of bitterness, challenges, we need to leave room for forgiveness and show compassion. Now, many people are in our churches today. Many claims to be believers, but they're still going with grudges in their heart against other believers. They refuse to forgive others who hurt them. But I want to encourage you today. It is important as a believer to forgive other people because our Master forgave us while he was on the cross. I can imagine how painful it was for someone to be going through pain and throw insult at the person, and at the same time, the person recognizes that there is a need that they need to forgive even those who are hurting them. It takes grace in our dispensation today for us to forgive people who bitterly go against us. For us to forgive people who even cause us to lose everything we have. To even forgive people who cause us to lose our job. Listen, the 14 years of civil war in Liberia have created bitterness between certain group of people in our country today. And they find it difficult to forgive one another. I believe it will reach them with the word of God. The Holy Spirit will move their heart to forgive one another. Whatever you are listening to me, I want to encourage you today. Satan might be speaking to your heart and say, don't let it go. One day you will revenge. But I want to tell you today, take that burden from your heart. And allow God to take over. Let it go. Forgive others. the wrong they had committed, because our master was in the position to forgive even those that would crucify him. So no matter how worst you think someone may have done to you, let it go. And if you let it go, the grace of God will help you to recover from any challenges you have. God will also forgive you. But what if God is strong to help you and strengthen you to let that past go and start a new page? If you will hear the word of God today and believe that God is able to help you, I want you to bow your head and pray with me. Father, thank you today. Jesus, we are human, and the possibility of forgiving people is difficult for us. But I thank you because your word is stronger than any two-edged sword. I pray today, O God, that as we have heard your word, Jesus, help us to forgive those who hurt us, even those who we hurt also. Help us, O God, that we let the past go and Lord, we start a new page, believing in you that you are God who is able to do everything to your glory. I thank you today. Your will be done and your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you.